for this week, the assignment was to get to think of somebody that helped you, and the people that have helped me most are my parents and the brethren in the church here. And because without parents, nobody would be anything.
A few years ago in Oklahoma, we had a friend who, when he was younger, he had a really successful print shop. And when he got a little bit older, he decided that he wanted to sell all that and spend his life helping the people around him and being a Christian. And it was just kind of neat how he gave up all that in order to pursue what had real value.
I always think of our neighbor Bob Carter has helped our family so much, and me personally. And we've been reading this joke book kind of, and it says every kid needs to have an old man. And that's what Bob Carter has always been to us boys. Just learn a lot from him. So.
When we lived in Oklahoma, we had some friends. They went to our church, but they lived just like two houses down the street from us. And when I was like 7 or 8 years old, I had a really bad asthma attack, and none of our vehicles were working, or Dad was gone or something. But they just came over real fast and stopped whatever they were doing and took me in their van to go to the doctor, and that was really nice.
Back in Mexico, we had a really nice neighbor. One time when we needed a place, we were looking for a place, he let us move into their house for a good little while. He was just looking for times to help us. So it was really nice.
There's been a lot of people that's helped me through my lifetime. Granddad, Uncle David, my family, parents, brothers and sisters. Just there's everybody's. The brethren here, everybody that I know has looked for some way to help me at some point in time, and I really appreciate it.
When I'm sick, Emmy will help me with my chores.
I was thinking my parents and my grandparents, they've always helped me through the years, and I wouldn't be who I am today without them.
Okay, for next week, boys, a reason. I was thinking of what Jesus said in the Sermon on the Mount, give unto men and they'll give unto you more than you give to them. The measure that you meet to them, they'll give back to you, pressed down and running over. And I was thinking about giving and helping other people. And I wanted to know what helps you to give to somebody else. What helps you to remember to give to somebody else? And maybe, yeah, there's something that helps you to not be selfish, or that helps you to be generous and give and help other people.